star-maker and CMAA Golden Guitar winner Tanya Self is back with a stunning new ARIA-charting album, Random Truths. Random Truths features the hit single, The Jacaranda, plus Listening In, Fallen Angel, Dressed to Kill, and many more. Original, wise, and real Australian country. Tanya Self, Random Truths. Available on iTunes, in-store, or at tanyaself.com.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview with... you know, someone that's all about self-reflection. Tanya Self, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, Ben. Thanks for that. Yes, I'm great. How are you?
Oh, mighty, mighty fine. Now, that self-reflection is a really, really big thing. And when you do self-reflect, you end up with a whole heap of random truths.
Indeed you do. Indeed you do. A number of years of self-reflection and you come up with a few tracks that are sharing your stories and talking about everybody else at the same time. And I think that's the great thing about music all over.
Oh, it is. It is. Now, I had the pleasure of seeing you perform at the Urban Country Music Festival. And
cool.
You did such a great job on stage. You really captivated the audience there.
And thank you.
The interesting thing about you is you've had the record deal, you've done all of that, and then you disappeared for a little bit, and then you came back with Random Truths.
That's right. Well, unlike, some fields of expertise, I suppose, there might be the opportunity to have your kids in your workplace, but, you know, I couldn't have them on stage with me.
So you teach them to pour a beer and they can come on tour.
Oh, that's right. We will be doing that for sure, Ben. Absolutely. We'll be getting out there. And if there's one thing that I'm committed to with this album is bringing it to the people,
yeah,
getting it to your town. We're coming your way in a hurry.
But you know what? The thing I love about... the fact that you took time off to procreate is, well, it's, you know, we're talking about career women that, put off having a family to, you know, for their career or things like that. But I think the interesting thing is when it comes to family, before you have a family, career is your focus. But then as you start to discover the wonders of the world around you and interactions with different people, your priorities start to change, and work isn't the most important thing. It's a overall life balance and, you know, the change in priorities to go, well, you know what? The most important thing in my world are these beautiful little people.
That's right. And they are in mine too. Ben, I was always very much a family girl. A homebody on some level, I suppose, and I hadn't had the best of upbringing, so I really wanted to get it right,
yeah.
And so it was time to get some stability, just to stay put, is how I've been putting it, because I'd been living a performance life since I was 12. This was pretty full on for me for a very, very long time. So a lot of moves, a very transient lifestyle. So I did have my eldest daughter with me in the very early years until she was about 3, going on 4 years of age. And then she was heading into school and I just wanted to be there. I wanted to be around to do support a reader at school. I wanted to be part of, not miss a single second of that experience. And I wanted more children. You know, I wanted a full family. I thought I'd have 6, Ben.
Wow.
three pulled me up.
You know, I think that it's so beautiful to see those sort of values. And what I really love is, I know you said before, you wanted 6 children. But the thing is, or my take on it anyway, is that you didn't actually create kids. What you did was created a happy family. And
yes.
I think that says so much about who you are as a person.
And it's very important to me, Ben, extremely important, probably because of my upbringing or where I'd come from, that foundation is what's going to secure everything. My decision to come back and do music again at this point with the children that I have and the family that I have is coming from the sentiment that home is where we are together or wherever we make it. It doesn't need to be that house necessarily. It is the relationships between us and what we share together that makes it home. So, and we are completely comfortable in what we're doing. The kids are so excited, Ben, and it's very much a partnership amongst us all. There's a song on my album about the decision to come back and do this. It's the last track on the album, and it says it all. And I had a couple of, you know, really cool people say to me, "Did you write that?" I said, "Well, yes, I wrote every song on the album, but that one particularly is the one that rips your guts out and says, you know, this is why she's back doing this."
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that you've got that whole life balance thing, or, you know, at least something like that, going pretty well, because you're doing what you're born to do, which is sing and perform on stage, and you're also a ripper mum and a ripper wife and just a wonderful friend to so many people. And it's really, really great to see you back. And Random Truths was a really great way to announce your return, I think. And it was produced in Nashville by a friend of mine, Mike Flanders, with the good team at Pacific International Music. So how did you find that whole recording producing experience? Because Mike's a great guy.
Oh, I've known Mike for years. Mike recorded for me the last few songs that I did before I took my little break. So we had established a working relationship there that he, you know, he gets inside my head and I feel I know him pretty well. So he understands my lingo. Yeah. So we had, he knew where I wanted to go. He knew what I wanted to do and what I wanted to accomplish. And he understood my sound. He, you know, there was one of the things that people comment constantly is about the sound of my vocals and how, you know, how impressed they have been with it. And I'm pretty chuffed about that, I have to say. That he just said in the past, he just said, "I let her sing. I let her do what she does." That's the difference, I think. So we recorded the vocals here in Australia with Pacific International Music at Rob McKay's studio. So it's very much a partnership between over in Nashville and over here. And we added extra instrumentation here in Australia as well. So we did some of that at Hervey Bay and some here in Brisbane. So that's been just a fabulous experience. The combination of the team around you is what makes the quality of the music you produce.
Yeah, and you also did some co-writes on there with ARIA and APRA award-winning Rick Price.
I did. That was a little while ago. So that was one of the songs that had the record label I was with not gone under. That was going to be a track on the next album. So we've hung on to that. We dusted it off out of the drawer and we've got something to share on that album. And it belonged there, we believe. So it's interesting that what we were writing about when I was, you know, talking about the story of my sister who was 14 and she tried to take her life. So it was very dark and very difficult time for us as a family. Those kinds of things are still as relevant today. Here we are all these years later and these kinds of things are still happening. So it just felt right to make sure that we included a track like Fallen Angel on Random Truths.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about your single very quickly, The Jacaranda.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of fun. It goes off like a frog in a sock, mate.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun to do. But again, it's a very Australian story and a story that's not being told or hasn't been told to date. And so there is so much, there's a mass exodus out of Brisbane all the time of people going to work in the mines and leaving their family behind. They're mostly men, but there's women as well who are living this life and they're sharing these duties. So mostly dad is away for weeks, sometimes months at a time, and then they're back and the family endures that. But I wanted to make sure we told the upside of that, which is that they do it hard, but they love it when he's back, and they make it work. They make it work because the family unit is tight. The Jacaranda is about that. And a friend who shared her story with me over coffee, she's my little girl's preschool teacher. She's an assistant at the preschool, and we had coffee, and I wrote the song about that. But my husband does the same thing, and many of my friends are in those circumstances. So it really culminates all the different stories together that people are living at the moment, which is that, hubby's away. It's very much like those early pioneering years. Ben, you know, we've come full circle almost.
Yeah, but it's interesting how much true love can withstand. And I think the absence there does make the heart grow fonder. And you really do appreciate those times when they're back. And it's a beautiful song, the Jacaranda from a fabulous album, Random Truths. Thank you so much, Tanya Sell.
Thank you, Ben.
A smart kid got a gallant heart. He's gonna earn his degree. Keep his head down, study hard, and his nose clean. He's got his girl back in Moranbar, and the world is at his feet. She's got a ticket to a better life with his wedding ring. It's gonna be ups and downs. Life goes round. He's flying in and he's flying out. That's a contract life. Her crystal ball was cracked, but she never doubts he'll be back. When the jacaranda falls, that's the end of it all. No more long distance calls and nights alone. They'll be strangers undercover as they're slowly find each other and rediscover all they're living for. When the jacaranda falls, he's going home. When the jacaranda falls, he's coming home. He's coming home. Hold her hand, he couldn't make it back in time. He kicked himself and he drove like hell, tearing up the night. She shed her tears on the winter winds with her newborn baby's cries. But her heart beat quick and knowing he'd be with her come morning's light. Their love burns deeper than the blows, and it's the only light they know. When the jacaranda falls, that's the end of it all. No more long distance calls and nights alone. No, no. There'll be strangers undercovers as they slowly find each other and rediscover. Jacaranda falls, he's coming home. He's coming home. He's coming home.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
Star maker and CMAA Golden Guitar winner Tanya Self is back with a stunning new ARIA-charting album, Random Truths.
When the jacaranda falls, he's coming home.
Random Truths features the hit single, The Jacaranda, plus Listening In, Fallen Angel, Dressed to Kill, and many more. Original, wise, and real Australian country. Tan Yourself, Random Truths. Available on iTunes, in-store, or at tanyourself.com.